Hi everyone, and welcome back on the couch. Today I thought that we could go back to the basics and I could talk to you about life coaching. So basically trying to tell you what life coaching is. I realize that some people might know, of course, and others might not. So it's quite important for me to make sure that you know what it is that I do. Makes sense, right? So I do help people, but in a very specific way. And I thought, I mean, if you already know, if you're a life coach, of course, but if you already know what it is, maybe just skip this episode. But I did one in French, and really it's just, I'm brushing the surface of this very interesting topic, why you would want to hire a life coach and what you can expect from a session and so forth. This podcast is, of course, all about mental health. And for those of you who might not know, I am a therapist and a life coach. This podcast is basically me bringing to you the different tools that I've used myself that have helped. There's a lot of tools in my toolbox. I'm basically an NLP coach, but if you do work with me, yes, NLP is embodied in my entire practice. It is. But I'm also a therapist, so there's also some of those exercises that I've learned along the years that are also part of my toolbox. And it's really just any books that I've read, any teacher that I've crossed paths with that has impacted me in a positive way. The way I see it is I tried a lot of stuff, right, to help me with my own depressive tendencies, let's call them that way, and or my anxiety. And some tools work like magic every single time, some don't. And it's quite a journey, right? Thank God, not only was this my job, so it's actually part of, I mean, studying this stuff is not only something that I love to do, but it is part of my job. But at the same time, a lot of trial and error, right? So I'm kind of offering you this free means of having access to the different ways that I've helped myself, helped hopefully some of my clients, all of my clients ideally. And so then you can kind of pick and choose what you want to try. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, go to the next, right? It's really just a means of making sure that nobody's out there suffering, not getting the help that they need for any reason, and not knowing that there are different ways to go about life. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to stay in those low moods, marinating your life away or sleeping your life away, sad and angry and just hopeless, right? That's the idea. So I would like to start by specifying that when somebody hires me, now, of course, this is a coaching setting, right? So if somebody came to me with a very heavy, a heavy past or really some mental issues that need a psychologist or a psychiatrist, of course, I would reference somebody. I have, of course, a lot of people that I've met through the years. So I would just give you somebody else's number and you could work with them. So if you're going for a coaching practice, it's very specific. And usually what you would hear mainstream opinions is that coaching is really very goal-oriented. It's not therapy, and there's really a lot of people who love to cross that line in the sand, right, and separate the two. And it's important. You might need therapy and you might need coaching, and it's very different. They are quite different, but I kind of offer a blend of the two. And for me, of course, if you're coming to me, you're coming to see a coach, you have a goal in mind, or you're dissatisfied with something in your life and you want change, you want to transform something. So that's perfect. But at the same time, we're human beings, right? It's a full spectrum. So if you're coming to see me, and especially, I think it's always very well orchestrated, right? It's not us, we're not doing this. The people that come to me are probably looking for that cocktail, that mix of, yes, goal-oriented, but also I have some cleaning up to do, things from my past that I want to recognize, bring to my conscious, release, heal, you know, no matter. And without that part, many of us, you could have the best goal. You could do all the things, have an action plan that is, you know, beyond amazing. If you haven't done the work, so it's usually shadow work, right? If you haven't done the work and try to release what is preventing you from reaching that goal, you're basically wasting your time and your energy, right? It's swimming upstream. So ideally, there's a mix of those two that help you reach whatever goal you could set. And then the person that comes to me, what I see is a whole person, a sane person. I don't see somebody that's sick. I don't see somebody that's broken. That person might be coming to me with the idea of, there's this image, right, of here are all the pieces. Could you just please put them back together, make sense of it, and give it back to me? So it's not how it works, ever. What I see is a very resourceful person that maybe has lost some perspective, needs support, needs the time. Sometimes it's really just somebody that's so busy that just by blocking an hour in their schedule every week to make sure that they're a priority, at least in that amount of course it's not enough, right? But at least there's that. That could be the game changer. But what I mean is, what I see is somebody that has everything they need, have access to everything they need. They just maybe have lost their way. And it's so much easier when you're outside of the circumstance to have that perspective and to have that creative spark in order to see solutions, you know, stuff that you could try that you haven't tried before, or reframing ways of seeing life that could, again, be a complete game changer. Or see, where are the blocks? Where am I blocking myself from obtaining something that on paper I should already have obtained? There are always reasons, always. So a very boring and very simplified way of seeing the objective, let's say, behind coaching is, I help you get from point A, so where you're at this time, to point B, where you want to go in a specific area of your life, or in a few different areas of your life. That depends, right? So of course, I mean, reasons will vary tremendously. I've had people come to me because it was at the end of a relationship and they don't know themselves. They've completely lost themselves in that relationship, and now that it's gone, they need help to kind of find their bearings. It could be any addiction that you want to stop, of course. It could be, I can't sleep anymore and I don't know why. Or I'm stressed all the time and it's affecting my health. Or I have no more appetite. Or I want to meet new friends and I haven't done that for a while and I'm realizing that I'm not that confident and I want to get there. You know, I mean, it's, name it. It could be changing careers. It could be I'm approaching retirement and I'm afraid of that void. It could be anything. So anything that you're missing in your life, or you feel that you're missing in your life, or anything, of course, that isn't to your satisfaction that you would like to explore, ideally either transmute or transform, that's kind of why you'd hire a coach. So a much cooler way to see what I do is, I help you transform your life. I help you feel safe again, not only in your body, but in your experience of life. And ultimately, I help you recognize your self-worth, your intrinsic self-worth, recognize what you want to do with your life. Let's say sky was the limit, just let's say, right? What do you want to create? What do you want to have happen in your life? And then, I mean, sometimes it's just, okay, I just needed to know what my aim was. And then we go and there's barely any blocks. And the person, of course, I mean, it's one session, two session, and they're good. Sometimes, usually, there's a few bumps in that road, right? Once you realize, okay, I want to go there. That's my destination. That's where I want to go. And we could do all the visualization, we could, you know, the affirmations, and really just embody that experience. And I mean, I love looking in that direction. But yeah, those bumps in the road are there for a reason and need to be attended to. So for this episode, what I suggest is a very small, basic exercise that you could try to do or adapt, or just, you know, play with and see if it helps you to either or help you realize what do you want? You know, if something's missing, okay, what's missing? What does it look like? What does it feel like for you? And what could possibly be the reason or reasons why you're not there yet? Okay, so that's my suggestion. Shouldn't be too long. It's really just to get you started. And as I said, many other episodes regarding coaching are in the works. So it's really just a matter of time. I'm going to kind of hopefully skillfully, but really just slowly offer you these nuggets of information and take what resonates, of course, leave the rest. So the first question to ask yourself is, okay, what do I want in my life? And I love the pen and paper for this. Of course, you can just write it in your cell phone. You could type it, of course. But pen and paper, there's something about that tactile, right? I just love using my hand, especially for anything that requires creativity, works best with the pen and paper in hand. So start by realizing, okay, what do you want? So if nobody could say no, if everything was possible, what would you want? And if you could see it as simply and as playfully as, okay, so it really is a matter of almost looking at a menu, picking and choosing what seems fun. It should be fun. It should be an easy, light exercise. And be careful or mindful of your ego popping up here and there, trying to poke holes into whatever is coming up for you, okay? It's not the time. Right now, it's just free-flowing ideas. What do you want out of your life? And why is it important to me? Why does it matter? What is your why? So it's not enough to say, no matter what it is, I want a new car. That, okay, that's fine, perfect. Why? I don't know. It's the first thing that came to mind. Yeah, that won't stick when it gets to the hard part of finding the money, shopping the cars, bargaining with the salesmen. You know, I mean, you need to have a why that's a little more solid. And if it is, I want to find the love of my life, even more so. Okay, why? There's a lot to unpack there, a lot. And of course, I can't do that on the air right now with each and every one because our stories are completely different. But you can imagine, right? Just a lot of people that come to me for sure, but a lot of people, I don't think, give themselves the right or the time to try to figure out, what do I want? It's something so simple. We know what we want on many levels. You probably know what you want to eat for supper. You probably know what you want if you're going on an outing anywhere. You know, you want your evening to go in a certain way. You want, if you're going to see a band, you want the band to be there on time. And you want your drinks to be exactly how you like them. And you want the evening to go smoothly. We know what we want. But when it's a broader aim or a broader perspective, when I'm asking you what you want out of life, that kind of gets a little scarier, right? There's something that usually will trigger feelings of, but I don't know if I can admit to that. And I don't know if that's even possible. And I don't know if I'm okay to want this or want that. And I don't know what others' opinions will be about. And that's it. I mean, it gets really blurry really quick. So for this exercise, what I recommend is try to dim those voices down the absolute bare minimum. Okay, and you can actually talk to your ego or your mind, right? This isn't real. I'm just having fun. I heard somebody that suggested this exercise. I'm just going to do this, but I'm not going to do it, right? Just help the process out and just basically say, it's just for fun. See if that helps give you a little bit of space to play around with the exercise itself. Whatever answers come to you with that question, you're basically unearthing the motivation that you will need behind your desired outcomes. So take your time with this one, okay? Because sometimes the first spontaneous answers are the good ones. You kind of feel it in your belly and there's something, you get butterflies. And sometimes I even get chills like, oh my God, could I actually do this? Can I actually say that I want this? If it feels that enticing, then you're onto something, right? Of course, we know those feelings. But if it kind of comes up and it's very reasonable, it feels like, oh yes, I've thought of this. Yes, I kind of like this. You know, and it's very kind of a tame feeling. You might need to do a little bit more digging. Ideally, whatever answer you come up with needs to scare you a little. Now, please, anybody that understands what I just said, like understands this on an experiential level, please tell me in the comments that you get it, right? You need to kind of feel a little... Yeah, it's kind of... It's exciting. It is, but it feels a little nerve-wracking too. And it has to. It should. And of course, you need to be thrilled by this idea because, as I said, when the going gets a little tougher, if it's too hard and your goal really isn't that enticing to you, you just won't do it. And at the very least, I mean, drop it, right? I mean, if you're trying to force yourself, I mean, a lot of us are right now. I mean, think about it in your life. What are you forcing yourself to accomplish? It has nothing to do with anything you actually desire. Why do we do that to ourselves? I implore you, why? Of course you're not motivated. Of course you're procrastinating. Everybody is, right? So is it something that you have no choice on the matter? That's another thing. If you're obligated to go to that meeting or see that relative, or I mean, there are things that you have no choice over, but the things that you want in your life, the things that you want to create, make sure that they're, that you actually want to do it. It's important. And there's something quite childlike about that. You kind of remember what it was like as a child, right? It was a very yes or no thing when you're a kid. Yes, you want to do something, or no, not at all, right? There was no gray area. There was no, yeah, but you kind of need to be reasonable. Hopefully that was in your case because you're a kid. The idea is that we only have one life to live. It should be fun. It should feel good. Then you're willing to do the work because whatever is on the other side, you're actually looking forward to. It's easy. It's easy to want that thing, right? The second question that I want you to ask yourself, once you've found a desired outcome, then you kind of need to see, okay, so what are the steps that I will absolutely need to make in order to achieve whatever goal I'm setting for myself? So what actions will I have to take? Now, let's say it's losing 20 pounds. And I think a lot of us can probably relate. So you want to lose 20 pounds. Okay, well, for sure you need to change what you eat, when you eat, and probably there are some exercises that you need to start doing or doing more of, or right? So there's something in the intake of food and whatever energy you are putting into a workout or what have you. So are you walking? And if so, how long? For how many days? What are you eating right now? What you need to absolutely remove from your diet? What do you need to add to your diet? Is it supplements? Is it seeing a nutritionist? Is it seeing your doctor? Is it finding an accountability partner, which is amazing for any goal that you want to set and achieve? You need to kind of really be honest and frank about, okay, it's not enough to just say, I want to lose 20 pounds. We all do. We all do. So the idea, okay, here's the recipe for that. Once you have your recipe, then go back and see, do I still want whatever goal I was setting for myself? So if it is losing 20 pounds, okay, now that I see that, I got to stop my chocolate at 10 p.m. I got to probably go to bed earlier, wake up earlier, go for a walk. Cold, rain, shine, what have you. I can't drink as much, or I can't drink at all because I lose all my inhibitions and then I'll eat a whole buffet, right? I can't go to buffets or restaurants anymore for a while. Once you have that list, then okay, do you still want to lose 20 pounds? And if it's a yes, great. So let's go, right? Let's go. But if it's a no, you have a little bit more of unpacking to do, right? Why is it a no? Is it that your entire list is a yes? So that recipe, I'm okay with all these things, all these action steps, but this one, like I really need my glass of wine maybe twice a week. Okay, so maybe either I will lose the 20 pounds, but it'll take me a little longer, or I might lose just 10. And are we good with that? And if it's a yes, then okay, there we go. But the reality is a lot of people out there are like, no, I'm not willing to do anything on that recipe list at all. So why are you pretending like you want to lose the 20 pounds? Who's it for? And that's a really, really important question to answer to yourself. Nobody else. You know, it's none of our business, but you with you. Why are you walking around stating that you want something when you're absolutely unwilling to do any of the steps that you need to take in order to achieve it? And some people have been wasting decades of their lives aiming and looking in that direction of that goal. In reality, yeah, you don't want it, or you don't want it enough. If that's the case, isn't it important for you to know this about yourself? At least you can stop wasting your time and maybe your money on diets and books and seminars. And yeah, you're not ready, or you don't care about the 20 pounds. You just like walking around stating that you will at some point lose 20 pounds. So that's pure ego. And it's fine. We all do it. But I just don't see the point in continuing to lie to ourselves. Just drop it. When you actually are ready, you have your recipe and you'll do the things. And I'm not saying that it will be easy, but you will do it. At least you have a recipe for success. You know that I am these action points away from losing 20 pounds. But as I said, you need to know, right? Because once it's a yes, that's when the real work begins. Right? This is nothing. Getting clear on what you want and don't want is just the foundation of any transformational journey, I would say. But that's it. Like a lot of people are navigating through their lives not knowing what is the destination at all. So that's, I mean, you are basically navigating in circles, right? So of course you need to know where you're going. But knowing where you're going, you're not there yet. Right? What happens then is then the ego starts to talk loudly, right? Because you have now set the table for something that you want to change. And our minds, our egos, don't like that at all. It's scary. It is for us, but it really is for our minds because it's the unknown. It's the unknown. We know that we will be challenged. We know that we will perhaps be pushed to our edges, and we do not like that. We don't like that. Then all the limiting beliefs will start to bubble up, right? You might get some momentum. Let's say we are, you know, still with the 20 pounds. So still the same goal, still the same ideal. We want to lose that 20 pounds. We have our recipe and we know, yeah, this is what I want. And I want it for me. It's not for my dad that told me I was fat when I was 4 years old or in reaction to that. It's not because my boyfriend just left me for a skinny woman. It's not because I think that I will then feel worthy of love. That's a whole other episode, right? You know, in your heart of hearts, in your gut, you want to lose that 20 pounds for you. You will feel better in your skin. You will feel proud of yourself. You will love who you're seeing in the mirror. Your desire with that goal needs to be grounded in positive motivation. A lot of us are aiming for goals, but our starting point is negative, is in reaction to something bad that's happened to us, in fear, in shame, in fear of regret. I mean, and it's so much harder when it is the case. Because as I said, either way, that change will ruffle some feathers inside of your feel, inside of your energetic being, and everything in you at some point might try to dissuade you from even trying to achieve this goal. And that's why you lose maybe 4 or 5 pounds and you're proud of yourself and you're doing the things and people are seeing the changes on you. And then you start sabotaging yourself. Then you remember, oh, I really love ice cream. And you know what? I only have one life to live, right? It's just one bowl of ice cream. I was good for a week. What's one bowl of... That's those voices. Yeah, I have to go to the gym, but yeah, you know, I went to bed late and you know what? What's one? I'll just skip one day. You need to start realizing what's happening. Why all of a sudden you're seeing a little bit of progress and now you're not as sure. You're looking at that list of action steps and it's overwhelming and you're thinking, why am I doing this again? You need to remember, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Because as I said, that's the hard part. That is absolutely the hard part. It's usually a matter of committing yourself to this change that you've decided is good for you, is what you want, and this is how I'm going to get it. Every day, that commitment, you need to go back to it and recommit yourself again and again. And maybe, of course, that goal will move a bit. Maybe it's not 20 pounds. Maybe it's less. Maybe it's more. Maybe it's something completely different. I really love the idea of basing your satisfaction, but your the pride that you'll feel because of what you're doing on the efforts that you're putting in and not the results. Because we're capable of controlling the efforts that we put in every day. The results, that gets slippery. If you're basing your satisfaction and the fact that you are proud of what you're accomplishing and that you're excited about this goal on that scale, but you're somebody that's been yo-yo dieting for decades and your metabolism is probably shot, it might take a while. You need to start seeing the efforts that you're putting in as kind of as a goal themselves. Today, I ate healthy an entire day. Don't remember when I've done this. I'm really proud of myself. And skip the scale, right? Because this is what I was committing to. This is it. Health. Looking at myself in the mirror and knowing, remembering who I am, feeling powerful that I've made this decision to benefit myself. And I'm doing it. I am doing it, right? Every day, day in and day out, and going back and trying again, and you'll fail. Some days you'll look at whatever result that you're hoping for and they won't be there. When you are facing a seemingly failed endeavor, let's say, how are you reacting? Are you still motivated? Are you still going to do what you promised yourself that you would do, or are you going to give up? And all the other times that you tried losing that 20 pounds, because of course, nobody is on their first try, right? Nobody that's listening to me, at least. The other times, how did you react? When you just saw 1 pound, let's say, lost after a week, how did you react? Did you give up? It's okay if you did, but you could choose differently this time, right? Next time that voice starts talking to you, you've always been fat. You'll always be fat. Are you going to listen to it or no? And when that friend tells you, come on, just one meal. Come on, you've been working an entire week. Come on. Are you going to go, or are you going to make sure that you're surrounded with people that have their own goals? Ideally, pretty much the same goals. I mean, if you can surround yourself with other people that are trying to lose some weight too, that's amazing, right? And make sure to encourage each other and to say, you know what? I'm just one phone call away. When you feel that motivation drop, call me and I'll make sure to help you out. I'll support you and you can do the same for me. Is that going to be your new choice? Because that's when you know, oh, I really want this thing. I really want this thing. People hire me to be that support. And as I said, please hear me when I say, this is a small part of what we do, but I am that support system. I am the person who will help you sift through those voices, that noise, right? That kind of takes you away from what you're actually desiring and what you're trying to manifest in your life for yourself. So my job in part is that. And it's also that accountability. You told me you wanted this. We did this exercise together and you really wanted it. Now you're telling me that past 2-3 days, yeah, not ideal. I skipped the gym. I ate way too much. I ate too late. So, okay, so what's happening? Why the slip up? It doesn't really matter, to be honest, but something is happening. Is it that you don't want it anymore? Or have we just hit a wall? And if so, okay, what's that wall about? Why is it erect there in front of you? And how is it trying to protect you? And let's just see if we can poke holes into that. If your goal is aligned with who and what you are in this moment in time, most of the things that you would want to accomplish, you can. You can. It's just a matter of taking the time to actually decide, map out where you want to go and why. And when you do find these challenges, it's okay, be honest with yourself. Sit down next to the challenge and say, okay, what is happening? Why is this there? What is missing? Do I need a mentor? Do I need a coach or a therapist? Do I need to tell people what I'm trying to do so they can be that accountability helpful? Of course, choose your people, right? That person that will nudge you into staying motivated, right? Or is it to not tell anybody before that 20 pounds is gone? That could be it. Is it that you need to join a gym? Is it that you need to take a class? Is it that, I mean, if something is missing, okay, again, be honest with yourself. What is missing? And am I again willing to do whatever it takes to find whatever is missing? It's usually a matter of investing in yourself, right? So investing time and or money. Are you willing to do that? If you're not, why not? Why not? What other investment out there could possibly be more important than investing in your well-being and your future and creating an ideal life that you get out of bed every morning just amazed that you get to have another day playing around in this body, in this life? There are no more important investment than that at all. So if it's money, find it. I don't want to sound flippant, but usually when you know what you want, when you really know what you want at the core, whatever means is missing, you'll find it. Again, it's never the hard part. The hard part is deciding that no matter what, this is my aim. This is what I want, and I will not stop until I get it. That's it. And finally, a beautiful thing happens when you start this process is that recipe, those action steps, every time you take one of those steps, you gain a little bit of confidence. Wow, I did that. Okay, next, and next, and next. And that's how you build your confidence. There's no other way. And believe me, I've tried. I have looked. Okay, nothing else worked. Nothing. I spent many years waiting around for confidence. I mean, I had these recipes. I had a lot of them written down for many different reasons, many different goals. And I was ready. So it was just a matter of, you know, waiting, watching TV, watching Netflix or what have you, and waiting. So when I get that confidence, like if it was going to come in the mail or something, then watch out, people. I will be unstoppable. Yeah, it never came. Never came. I basically got fed up of waiting and started taking action. And now, man, now my life is completely changed. But if you had told me everything that I had to do to face, to transmute, release, I mean, name it, in order to be sitting in front of this microphone talking to you right now, there's no way I would have done it. There's no way. So I'm glad this is how it works. Start by making a list of what you want. What is the ideal thing, right? The ideal thing that you would love to see happen. What is the ideal thing you would want to have happen in your life right now? You have a magic wand. I mean, you don't, but you kind of do. So what is it? What is it? I mean, one life, people. Pick a thing. make sure that every time, and you know what, a really cool way to know that this is a thing for you, how are you? I mean, how is your body language? How do you feel when you're talking about whatever goal to somebody else that you love? That's how you know. I can talk to people about podcasting, coaching, writing, till they basically leave the room, right? Just completely fed up of hearing my nonsense, right? I can talk your ear off. I love it. For sure I'm smiling. For sure I'm excited. I'm probably standing and I'm looking at, like, I want you to love it too. There's never been a doubt in my mind that what I'm supposed to become kind of looks and sounds like this. There was never a doubt in my mind. But again, that's a career. So it could be your career, but it could be anything else. In summary, find something that you want. Find something that really, really softens you and makes you fall in love with your life again. Please. I mean, don't do anything else with this exercise, I don't care, but please find what you want. Figure out how to get it. Somebody else has probably achieved what you would like. How did they do it? Model that. Modeling is a huge part of coaching. Use those experiences. You're not alone, first off, so you don't have to do it alone. You can get the support, usually. But at the same time, you have these models. With the internet, you have access to everybody's lives, right? So somebody has done it. How did they do it? And maybe just tweak a few things that aren't aligned with who you are. And that's fine. But figure out what you want. And don't stop till you get it. There's something almost, you know what? This is my life. And I'm tired of settling. I'm tired of eating crumbs. I'm creating the life of my dream now. And then, you know, there are the limiting beliefs, old stories, old patterns and stuff. We'll talk about those. We will. As I said, be warned. You'll have to deal with the noise. You will. If you can keep that perspective and see that that voice, that limiting voice, you can actually give it a name, by the way. That's one of the tricks that I give my clients that I've used myself. Give it a name. Give it a name that you don't like. So I won't mention any names, just not to offend anybody, but just give it a name. It's, yeah, thanks. I hear you. I hear that this new endeavor, this new change in my life is freaking you out. I got it. Find that recipe, go about your business, and don't stop till you get it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As I said, this is so surface level. There is so much more stuff to say on coaching, on goal setting, on creating the life of your dreams. But I just hope this episode gave you the nudge to kind of start looking in this direction. And if you already are, maybe it's just giving you that push that I know I need here and there. Some days I know I need to record these episodes and I don't feel like it. And I'm in my head and I'm thinking, who am I to be talking to these lovely people? Like, who am I? Nobody cares. Nobody's listening. And, you know, I have those moments too. I've learned not to take them seriously. And I've really, really learned to remember who I am, what I'm capable of, but that what I want is not even just what I want. It's me claiming my life here, right? So no more excuses. If you did like this content, this episode, please come and join us. We are on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us at ThePact2022. Your questions and comments will always, always be so appreciated. And until next time, I am wishing you the absolute best week.